मंच कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्मिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि नया विना जय राधे तन्नय माम चरणान्तिके When millions of humble obeisances in the lotus foot of my Paramaratma Guru Pad Padma Om Vishnu Parashishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kishore Swami and also in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Parashishmat Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Today, very auspicious day. Especially in India, in Jagannath Puri, today is the festival of Gundika Mandir Bhajan. Tomorrow Jagannath will come to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is Gundija. He was in Dwarka, feeling so much separation for gopis, father, mother, Nanda, Yashoda, and especially Radhika. And he met any trick that he should come to Vrindavan and meet gopis and father, mother. But Lakshmi means here Satyabhama Rukmini and others like that. And there Bimla Devi, representative of them. They did not want that Krishna should go to Vrindavan. So he did not tell that where I am going. He told that nearby in forest I am going. Because for so many days I was sick. I was always in a locked room like. So I wanted to go and play there for some. And for her belief, she took Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra Devi. So, for this reason, the king of Puri used to decorate, wash and decorate everything in Gundija Mandir, like Vrindavan. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this job himself. At first, the servants of king used to do all these things. To broom, to clear, to wash everywhere. But now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I will do with my associates. So today, very morning, they took so many brooms as the devotees wear. And so many pots, plates,
Features.
And they went there in Kirtan, doing Kirtan. All were in wonder. What he is doing? by taking hands in their hands broom and this feature, and with kirtan, with mridanga and kartal, jhanja, and all, and they went there. And how they broomed, how they cleared it, how they washed, himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He played a very prominent role in that, with Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodara, Rayanamananda, Advaita Acharya. So, there is some hidden purport in this. And what was? Can you explain something in brief? You should all be ready for this.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to talk something about the hidden meaning behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cleaning the Gundicha Mandir along with his associates. We had so many associates, many hundreds of thousands of associates, were all cleaning the temple together, from Oriya, from Bengal, and from other places around India. At first, they swept very large stone chips and grasses. Then they swept finer pieces of stones and dust. And then even tar they cleaned. So there are different levels of material attachments that we have. Even if we can give up our gross material desires, gross material activities, like meat eating, fish eating, egg eating, there are so many subtle desires lurking in our hearts, such as kuti nati, who means evil. Na means forbidden. Evil and forbidden things are in our hearts. And desire for pratistha or prestige, that I want to be honored. Or desire for wealth. All these things are in our hearts. Violence towards others. Even envy towards others in our hearts. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching that not only to give up all the gross material fruitive activities and sinful activities, but also to give up the material and sinful desires in our heart, like hypocrisy and duplicity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also teaching by his own example that one has to become humble more than a tree and offer all respects to others. When one Bengali devotee was washing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet while he was cleaning the Singhasana of Lord Jagannath, Mahaprabhu appeared to be angry with him because he was pretending that he was an ordinary human being acting as a guru, so nobody should wash his feet. So he told Swarup Damodar, take your Gaudiya Bhakta out of the temple. He has made me feel so terrible that I've taken some kind of worship in the Lord's temple. So Srila Gurudev explained, and our Srila Prabhupada explained in his purports of these verses, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching that if anyone wants respect for himself, if he wants honor, and he thinks that his disciples are his property, then he's not actually guru. Real guru is Trinadapi Sunichana. He's lower, he feels lower than the grass, and he's more tolerant than the tree. Even if a tree doesn't get any water, and even if a tree is cut down, and people write names and so and so forever on the trees, and chop down the trees, still the tree is so tolerant that it will offer its shade and its fruits and its flowers. And the grass is so humble that even if it's stepped on, it doesn't strike back. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching all these principles of Vaishnava behavior and Vaishnava heart by his cleaning of the Gunicha Mandir.
Thank you. Aranya Maharaj, you should explain more of something.
Om Gyanatvaranasa Gyanandanasalakaya Chakshur Lulitam Jena Hasvai Sikarve Guruve Gaurachandraya Radhikai Tagale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha.
Srila Gurudev, only want to speak a few words for taking remnants of Srimati Shamarani Didi. I'll try to add one or two small points. We know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a very ecstatic mood, surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of devotees, descended on this temple, that is Gundicha Temple. Mm-hmm. They came with so many brooms and pots, and everyone began sweeping again and again and again. There was so much enthusiasm, sweeping with all the energy, and at the same time chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. No other talk at all. Not pass me the broom. What do they say? Hare Krishna. Give me the pot? No. Hare Krishna. Bring some water? No. Hare Krishna. No talking. Only the name of Krishna was going everywhere. Everyone was completely absorbed. What is the meaning? If you want your bhakti to be successful, only to be a member of the dying Bho Sampradaya will not do. Who is lying on the ground and not moving and no enthusiasm in life or anything. This is not the method to make progress in bhakti. What is the method? Always chanting, always absorbed, and giving full energy in association of pure devotees. Then one can be successful. So in the association of devotees, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was cleaning. What is the meaning? If the devotee is in association and he tries to clean his heart by his own efforts, he cannot do it. Only one's own sadhan bhajan, it will not be enough. One will need the association of pure devotees and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only then can one overcome anartham. What kind of anartham? So many types. At first, when they began sweeping, there were big rocks and stones. First, they swept them all up and keeping them in their cloth, and they threw them outside. These big rocks and stones, what is that? Kutinati. Kutinati.
Offensive. Most.
Aparad. Main obstacle, Vaishnava Aparad. Nama Aparad. Seva Aparad. Dhamma Aparad. Kutinati. Nisidacha Jiva Insana Lava Puja Pratistadi Jata Upa Sakagan. When the Bhaktilata beach starts to grow, other weeds begin to grow around it, like duplicity, forbidden behavior, envy of towards others, and the desire for love, puja, and pratishta. All types of anyabilas. If one wants to enter into bhakti, he will have to be anyabilashita shunyam, completely devoid, not even a smell of any other kind of desire. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this. The Singhasan in the Gundicha temple, this is the heart. Why? Because the heart is the sitting place of Supreme Lord. And very soon, Jagannath Dev will come and he will take his seat upon that Singhasan. But he will not come and take his seat until it is completely clean. So similarly, every day we are chanting our mantra, Prachodayat, inviting Supreme Lord to take his seat on the throne within our heart. But if the heart is full of dirt and stone and boulders and so many contaminated things, he will not come. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this teaching. How? By enthusiastically engaging in Vaishnava Seva, Guru Seva, Harinam, and all the angles of bhakti,
in association and under guidance, gradually the heart will become clean. So first they got rid of the big boulders. Then after that, they were sweeping and collecting only small pieces of dust. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the devotees, "Oh, you should collect dust, and I want to see your pile, because I want to see who has been doing so much good service." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking around and seeing, if someone's pile of dust was only very, very small, then he would tell them, "Oh, you have done very well. Well done. Oh, you should teach all the others how to do this." In this way, they became embarrassed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sarcastic words, and then more enthusiasm came to them. Mm-hmm. So when everyone collected their dust, and then Mahaprabhu also was collecting dust, and they compared, they saw actually that Mahaprabhu had collected more dust than everyone. Mm-hmm. So by your sadhana bhajan, oh, you can make some progress. But more progress is being made where? By mercy of Guru, actually. Guru is the mercy of Guru is main thing in helping the disciple make progress in his spiritual life. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called them, "You bring water." And they were running to Indradrumna Sarova, very close by. And they made a chain of devotees. And they had pots, and they were doing relay, passing the pots. And in this way, hundreds of pots of water came. And they're taking the water and throwing it all over the walls, all over the ceiling, everywhere. What is the meaning? Oh, one is doing service. And then, in addition to that, Shravanadi Jala Koriye Sechan, you have to wash the heart by the water. What water? Shravanadi Kirtanadi Shravan Jal. By this water of hearing and chanting, by hearing the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna in the association of Sadguru. Oh, this is like fresh water. Goes into the heart and washes out all contamination. Then afterwards, when everything was full of water, they opened the stoppers and all the water came out from the drains. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his devotees, they're polishing everything, taking their cloth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his own cloth, he's polishing. Because if you wash out the dirt, then what will be left behind? On the stone, in the marble, there'll be some smears. So it's not completely clean. So taking his own cloth and bathing with his own tears, Mahaprabhu is wiping away the smears on the stone. What does this mean? Chaito darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. The heart is like the chitta, like a mirror. So if you clean the marble, all the smears away, and you look there, you will see your reflection. In the same way, when the heart is neat and clean, and the anattas are cleared, at the time of Sagan Bhajan, reflected on the mirror of the heart, the devotee can see the abhas of Siddhadeha, his soul's form. Now he's established in Sambandhagyan, relationship with Krishna. And is gradually, pure name and pure bhajan will begin from this stage. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is crying and cleaning the ground, cleaning all the stone with his own cloth. As this was going on, a miracle happened. What was the miracle? They were cleaning inside the temple, but they noticed that outside the temple, all the streets and gullies and everywhere in Jagannath Puri, everything was completely clean. They had not been cleaning in the streets, they're cleaning only inside the temple, but everywhere became clean. What does it mean? Oh, if you will, your heart will be clean, you will try to do sadhana bhajan and devotion to Krishna automatically, externally. Everything in your life will work out perfectly without any endeavor. But what do? Oh, we try to clean the streets. And the street is never clean and the temple is never clean. Trying to make our external life all perfect, it will never be perfect. It will only be one problem after another, like endless waves of problems in an ocean of problems. This is the nature of this world. So we should try to take care of our sadhana bhajan. If our sadhana bhajan is done, then automatically everything in the external life is automatically taken care of by Krishna himself. As Srila Gurudev explained last night, Ananyas chintayantu mam ye jana paripashate tesam nityabhyuktanam yogaksema vihamiham. If someone does one-pointed bhajan to Krishna, then how will they live? How will they take care of their life? Krishna is giving a promise. Oh, if you are thinking about me, I am thinking about you. You don't worry about anything. I'll take care of all the things in your life. No need to deviate from your absorption in hearing, chanting and remembering and the process of Shuddha Bhakti. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, performed the cleaning of Gundicha. At that time, his internal associates, like Swarup Damodar, Roy Ramananda, and others, they're looking and watching the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he's crying and cleaning the temple. Why? Because they're relishing his inner moods. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is very gambhir, extremely deep. He's always absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika. It happened that after many, many years, when Krishna had been staying in Dwarka, the news came to Srimati Radhika and all Brijbasis that now Krishna was going from Dwarka at the time of Surya Grahan, solar eclipse, to that place, pilgrimage place, Samanta Panchak, in Kurukshetra. So Radharani was thinking, oh, Krishna's coming so close. Kurukshetra is not so far away from Braj. Surely Krishna will come to Vrindavan. But if he will come here to Vrindavan, then what will happen? His heart will be broken. Chitikula Akula. All the Kushuma Chajiya Ali. All the bumblebees in Vrindavan are rolling on the ground in pain. All the trees look like they're dying. Everything is covered with dust and dirt and cobwebs. All the kunjas look as if they are dying. If Krishna will come, he will be upset. So Radhika, calling all her sakis together, they began to decorate the kunjas of Vrindavan because they had a hope after many, many years that just now, very, very soon, Krishna will come. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being in the same mood as Srimati Radhika, he's observing this Ratayatra festival. He's thinking Krishna's coming now from Kurukshetra and we will bring him by chariot and we'll bring him to Vrindavan. So if he will come and see Vrindavan in this condition, this is not very, this will not bring happiness to his heart. And I cannot tolerate. Nagani aparanduk, taramanche tarasuk, say, sukam amara tatparya, mori yadi diaduk, taramai mahasuk, say, duk mora sukabarja. Radharani said, I never think about my own happiness. This is the meaning of love. Never to consider one's own happiness. Krishna's happiness is my only desire. So we should decorate all the kunjas of Vrindavan very beautifully so that Krishna will come here and there will be a wonderful festival of meeting with Krishna. So Sri Chandidas, in his poetry, he has written this, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to relish this mood of Radhika's meeting with Krishna when he returned from Dwarka. Kika himare saki yajukananda o chiradina madhava mandira mo. Here the Vidyapati is saying, in the mood of Radharani, she's speaking, oh my dear Saki, what can I say? After many, many days, now Krishna has come to my kunj. Aneka dina tumi more badala bandiya, haniyanche gareche panache ere rakibo bandiya. Oh Krishna Chandra, now you have come here. You cheated me and you were very far away for many days. But now I have you in my kunj, I will bind you here and so that you will never leave again. Even though you have gone for many, many years, now we are meeting together. It seems that all those years of separation were only like one moment. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur, in his Anubriti commentary in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is giving the song of Vidyapati to explain all these moods. This is essence of Gundicha Radha.
Yo, Bhakti Vedanta, Ashwamara. After that, something to wash your heart. Wash your heart, you should speak something.
Om Adhyanatindaram Dasyam Ganantana Shalakayam Chakshurumitam Dhinatasmai Shuri Guruve Namaha. So, Srimati Sharmanigiri and Sripad Bhaktivedanta Rani Maharaj, they've spoken so very nicely on Gundicha Marjanam, and now request and ordered to say something. So, Sri Padarani Maharaj mentioned that Gundicha, this represents the heart. And the heart should be a very, very clean place for Sri Sri Radha Krishna to come and take their seat. So he explained that in the heart there's so many anattas. First, aparad. They represent the big rocks. Nam aparad, dam aparad, Vaishnava aparad, Sevapara. Also, anattas. First anatta, Asat Krishna. That one, first is Swarup Brahm. Swarup Brahm means illusion. When the living entity comes into this material world due to forgetfulness or indifference towards Krishna, then first thing is that one will have come into illusion. This Swarup Brahm has four divisions. Paratattva Brahm, Jivatattva Brahm, Satyasadhan Brahm, and Bhajan Virodhi Brahm. That the living entity falling into this material world, Krishna Bodhi say Jivanati Bahi Mukataiva Maitaratiha Samsaradu. Being indifferent to Krishna, then comes under the influence of avidya. Coming under the influence of avidya, then the living entity has this Paratattva Brahm, illusion of the position of the Supreme Lord. Many in India, they will have the conception that the Supreme Lord, that he's formless, that he has no form, that ultimately by path of spiritual realization, then one will realize that I am Brahman. But Srila Vyasadeva has explained, Ete Chamsa Kalapumsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Indrayi Vakalam Lokam Ritayanti Yuge Yuge. That the Supreme Absolute Truth is Krishna. That he has his different incarnations, Ram, Nishinga, Varaha, Narayan. And that he is full of form, he has form and full of variegated activities. So even one may come to understand that the Supreme Lord, he has form, but they'll worship Radha and Krishna, Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, Shishi Gornitai, all on the same altar, and not understand that according to their different activities, that then they should, for instance, to have Balaram on the same platform with Radha and Krishna, then not understanding that Baladeva, being older brother of Krishna, that he should not, that Radha and Krishna will not freely engage in their pastimes with older brother. So, in the presence of older brother. Also, we see that in India, they will not only have Radha and Krishna, Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, but they'll have all the different demigods on the same altar and worshiping. First, they may worship Hanuman, then they'll worship Durga. Then they worship Lakshmi, then Radha and Krishna, then Ganesh. This is Paratattva Brahm. Not understanding the supremacy of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way making a hodgepodge, or even having the conception that ultimately that the Supreme has no form, and that Krishna is just a form of this material world, and that one may worship Krishna, but understanding that when one comes to the transcendental stage, then one need not worship Krishna. Just like you need ladder to go up steps. But when you get to the top, then you do away with the ladder. So in this way, people, they take to worship of Krishna, the process of bhakti, etc. And in this way, they make offense. Then there's Jiva Brahm, not understanding the position of the living entity. That the living entity coming from the Tathashtra region and coming in contact with avidya. Many girls say that, that we have come from Goloka Vrindavan, from Vaikuntha, and that we were engaged in Leela with Krishna, and then we fell from the situation. So, Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma, very clearly it's explained that the living entities, you have those who are coming, emanating from Baladeva, Nitya Mukta Parishad, that these jivas, that they've never fallen, and what to speak of never fallen, that they are not even aware of the existence of the material world. Then you have those jivas who are emanations from Mool Sankarshan. They are residing Dwarka and Mathura. And those living entities who are emanations from Maha Sankarshan. They are residing in Vaikuntha. And those who are emanated from Mahavishnu in Tathasta Shakti, they have the choice to come to this material world or to Vaikuntha. So those who are in this material world, Nitya Bhadi Jeeves, have taken that decision to come into this material world. So not understanding the real position of the living entity, this is Jiva Brahma. Then Satya Sadhan Brahma, not understanding, not fixing the goal and understanding the process to achieve the goal. And the last is Bhajan Virodhi Brahma. Bhajan Virodhi Brahma means not having clear conception of different obstacles on the path of sadhana. So after this Surup Brahm, then there's Asat Krishna. One is an illusion. And then they have some thirst for material things. This has also four divisions, which are Tuchas Asakti, attachment for insignificant pleasures in this material world. Then the next is Krutinati. This was explained. Krutinati, Asat Krishna has four divisions. Attachment to the insignificant things in this material world. It has four divisions. Attachment to things on this planetary, on this level, on this earthly planet. Attachment to heavenly enjoyment. Attachment to mystic powers. And attachment to liberation. Then after, there's Hridaya Dubali. Hridaya Dubali means weakness of heart. This also has four divisions. Tucha Asakti. Tucha Asakti means that one is attached to the insignificant things of this world. Then Kutinati, Kapatya, which is duplicity, hypocrisy. That one has so many dirty things in one's heart, but then one will look and try and see the fault in another person. The example is given that you have a needle, and the needle, you have a sieve, and the sieve is looking at the needle, and it says, oh, you have a hole. But the sieve is full of so many holes. So similarly, everybody has their own faults, but the tendency is to look and criticize, oh, look at this hole, look at this hole, look at this hole, look at this fault. So this is duplicity, hypocrisy. That actually, one should, if one has to criticize, then one should look within oneself and see one's faults. Then there's Matsarya, envy, and also Pratishtha, desire for name, fame, prestige, adoration. Then the third is, then the fourth is Aparad. Aparad also has, as I mentioned earlier, four divisions. Nam Aparad, Vaishnav Aparad, Dham Aparad, Seva Aparad. Nam Aparad has, there are 10 offenses to the holy name. I think most devotees, they're aware of these 10 offenses. And then Vaishnav Aparad. This Vaishnav Aparad, one should be very, very careful. And how this Vaishnav Aparad is coming? From this criticizing. From criticizing others. So we should be very careful that no need to criticize. Or in Brazil, they have a term. They say fofoca. No need for fofoca. Fofoca means that when you should be taking Harinam, but instead, you say, oh, you know what this person did, and you know what this person did, and this, and this, and this. And actually, this just is breeding ground for Vaishnava Aparad. And by this Vaishnava Aparad, then one's Bhakti Lata Bij, one's seed of devotion, the creeper, then it can become completely uprooted and destroyed. Then there's Seva Aparad, offense to Krishna, and offense in worshipping the deities. And last, Dham Aparad, offense to the holy Dham. So in Gudicha Marjanam, saying that we should be very careful and we should be very enthusiastic to cleanse the heart, to remove all these anattas which are there. So that means Utsaham Nishtayataya Tattap Kama Pravatana. That enthusiasm must be there. That if we engage in the process of devotional service, but without enthusiasm, then nothing will happen. If we're very lackadaisical, chanting four rounds a day, sometimes two rounds a day, and then go out and watch the movies or go for the video games, what have you, then nothing will happen. But Gudicha Marjanam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing himself that he's there and he's cleaning and his one person is doing the work of all the others combined. So, as Maharaji mentioned, that this is showing that we always need the help of Guru. That ultimately, Guru, he's actually doing the work. That only we're making the endeavor. that by our own endeavor, we cannot actually remove not even one another. But Gurudev, he's giving the energy by which we can remove everything. So in doing Gundicha Marjanam, then, or cleansing the heart, then one should always be taking shelter of Gurudev. Always praying for the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, and always honoring all Vaishnavas and not disrespecting others. And also acting without without duplicity. That we should be simple. Shri Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he stated, Saranata e Vaishnavata. That we should be simple-hearted. We should not have externally one show one thing externally, and internally have another. But rather, what is outside should also be inside. And we should be simple-hearted and open-hearted, especially with Guru and senior Vaishnavas. That we should reveal our hearts. That, oh, that this is my heart, that please help me to remove this. And how? By absorbed in hearing and chanting, and also absorbed in serving. So in Gudicha Marjanam, the devotees are serving very enthusiastically. And how? Chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they're not leaving any second in between, but always just absorbed in hearing and chanting. So in this way, we should carry out our lives, and in this way, receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Madhavanagula, Kushanagula, Chakshurunmilitam dhena tasmai Sri Gurave namaha. Vancha kalpatarubhascha kripasindubhaivacha patitanam pavanibhu vishnavibhu namo namaha. So, Sri Gurudev ordered me to discuss something about Gundicha Mandir Marjan. You have heard from Srimati Samrani Didi, Sri Bhag Aranya Maharaj, and Sripad Ashram Maharaj. They have spoke so nicely. So I am thinking, what shall I speak? Nothing remained for me. But Gurudev ordered, so I am trying little bit only.
And before his name was Naveen Krishna, so he always comes with newer and newer things.
So, in Gundicha Mandir Marjan, under guidance of Srimad Mahaprabhu, the devotees took away first big stone chips, etc. What is that? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in his Madhurya Kadambini that before Nishtita Bhakti, there are something unorthodox like Utsahamayi, Ghanatarala, Buravikalpa, Tarangarangini, Niyamakshama, Vishay Sangara. If I want to explain, take too much time, then you will be deviated from, you will be cheated from Gurudev's lecture. So I don't want to go in detail in explanation. So this is like stone chips, big rock. After that, if it will go away, something will remain there. Like Srimad Mahaprabhu, first cleaning, after that, small things still there. What is that? Loy, Bikchep, Apratipatti, Kasai, Rasasar. What is loy? Loy means to sleep gradually in Kirtan, Sravan and Smaran. When you are doing Kirtan, especially Krishnadas will start Kirtan, Nodiya Gaddume Nityananda Mahajan, Patiyache Namatta Jivere Karan. If he dance and sing, all will dance. Then they forget everything, sleepness will not come. If someone starts speaking, especially about some philosophy, then so many devotees, without being trance, they will go in trance. After that, in smaran, remembrance, so many will sleep, fall asleep. This is loy. Bikchep, if there is no loy, no sleepness in Savan Kirtan smaran, but yet during hearing Harikatha, we could not catch everything properly. Sometimes listening, sometimes mind will go here and there. Bikche. And kasai. There is some fault, impediment to in Savan Kirtan Smaran. Apratipatti. Hearing Harikatha from Guru and Vaishnava, we could not keep in our mind properly. It's called apratipatti. And rasasar, during Harikatha, some material or mundane thing come in our mind, oh, this is very good or bad. Rasasar. What is this? This is small particle of dust. So we have to remove all these things. After that, if this will go away, still something remain there. What is that? Like you have heard from Sripa Dharana Maharaj, that when you clean the marble stones, some smear will be still there. What is that? That anartha ekdeshvartini, bahudeshvartini, prayiki, purna, atyantiki. So, in some way, if anartha will go, then call ekdeshvartini. If almost will go, bahudeshvartini. Almost all has gone, then prayiki. And completely, purna. Little bit only, the semblance, then atyantiki. So, when it will go, then will be perfect. That will complete Gundicha Mandir Marjan. How it will be possible? They mention that by your own endeavor, we could not do so. Only bona fide Gurudev can do so. But I think just like Mother Yashoda, when he was trying to bind Krishna, there we have great one, we have learned one teachings. Only by our own effort, or only by praying, not possible. Sriman Mahaprabhu has reconciled this in South India. The South Indian devotee, when came to Mahaprabhu, that what is the best policy? That marjanne or markatne? So Mahaprabhu told, no one is perfect. Both are needed. Similarly, we have to do our some endeavor and have to pray Gurudev continuously and regularly. If we pray only, if we are not doing any effort, then it's not possible that we can get a mercy of Gurudev. So we have to do something, sing our endeavor, Gurudev's heart will melt. Then Gurudev will bestow his mercy. So both things are needed, our own endeavor and their mercy. When both will combine, then our Gundicha Mandir Marjan will be complete. So when, how Gurudev will be merciful? You have to serve Vaishnavas and pray Vaishnavas. So, I am praying you all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, please be merciful. Then I can fulfill desire and I can get mercy of Gurudev. I can clean my heart like Gundicha Mandir Marjan. If any fault, please excuse me. If anything good, then please bless me that I can serve Gurudev eternally. Bancha kalpata rupasya kripasin dhubhaye vacha kavitanam bhavanam bhavanam bhavanam.
One kirtan. Very don't delay.
Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Jadabhaye Namaha. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Jadabhaye Namaha. Jadavaya Madhavaya Vishavaya Namaha. Jadavaya Madhavaya Vishavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadu Sudam. Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadu Sudam. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Giridhari Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavat Gita Shirupati Sanata Pata Raguna Shriji Bhako Kala Bhata Jata Raguna Shriji Bhako Kala Bhata Jata Raguna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
We should know what is Gundicha. Oh, Gundicha is really name of the queen of Indradyumna Maharaj, who brought Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and Chakra Sudarshan from Vaikuntha. At first, only Neel Madhav, he was worshipped on the mountain, covered with forest everywhere. On the bank of Neel Ocean. Neel? And he was so beautiful, but for art. Very beautiful. If anyone luckily used to go there and taking bath, there was a pond in that. They used to become 400 and Garudi used to come and to take them to heaven with them. Even a person wanted to take darshan of Neel Madhav from very far away and he determined that I will go, but in the night he died. Even he will be 400 and will go to. So, very glorious this was. Very wonderful. But Indradyumna Maharaj wanted to go and serve personally. But anyhow, he went there, but everything was covered with sand. In a night, everything. Then he began to lament and he wanted to give his life that, I could not saw to darshan of Neel Madhav. But a real voice came, don't be worried. Now in that Madhav, Neel Madhav form, I will not come. Brahma will come and take you to Vaikuntha. And then I may come in the form of Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakshudarshan. Don't worry, very soon it will be done. And thus, anyhow, he brought Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra in a form, what form? Trunk. red, reddish. And from then, Jagannath, Subhadra, Baldeva, and Chakshu, Darshan, then.
Carb.
Were manifested. Because, Krishna has come in the shape of a
Brahmin.
So not by corp, dark body, anything. Anyhow, how he wanted to
manifest himself.
And he manifested. And then he ordered so many things. And in the last he told that, each year you will have to take me to that temple. The name of the queen of the Indradyumna Maharaj was Gundisha. She was not less than Indradyumna Maharaj. She was more advanced. There are so many histories. In brief, I am telling. And then, by her name, Gundisha Mandir was called Gundisha Mandir, where Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. Each year, just at this time, Ashad, India, they used to go there. What is the purpose of all these things? That we should know that there is only one God. The God of England, Christianity, the God of Mohammedans, Muslims, the God of Hindu Sanatanist, the God of others are not different. We have done like this, but he is only one. Ekam eva
adhitiya.
God is one without second. But there are so many manifestations. Allah, Khuda, God, Brahma, Paramatma, Jagannath, or so many. But really he is one. And we are part and parcel of the same God. Unfortunately, we have forgotten him. And that is why Maya very strong. She covered our constitutional position. And now we are thinking, we are Hindu, we are Sikh, we are Bauddh, we are Christians, we are Muslims, we are so. You should know that by soul, we are all part and parcel of same God. We are sons and daughters of same God. No difference. Even anyone who takes birth, at that time, anyone cannot say that of what caste he is. All the children like same. So we have forgotten all by illusory Maya and thinking that, I am this body and the persons who are related to me, they are mine. Therefore, God, very lovely, very sweet, very merciful God. He is very attractive. So his one of the name is Krishna. Very attractive. Sometimes he feels very worried that, my part and parcel and eternal servants, they've forgotten me, and for that why they are suffering lot. Suffering from in a marital time. first creation form. They are forgetting. And they are totally absorbed in this worldly things of sense gratifications and all this. Quarreling themselves to be happy. They don't know the process of being happy. Whenever remembering Krishna and God, especially in Kali Yuga, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nama, Kirtanam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiras. Without Kirtan, there is no dharma. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of pity he came, he descended to this world and told, Anya Bhilashita Sunyam Gyan Karmat Dhyana Vritam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. If you want to be happy in your life, you should practice Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means to
connect.
Jiva connecting to Supreme Lord by practicing of praying, and that is called bhakti. In first stage, that is called sadhana bhakti, and then bhava bhakti, and then prema bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and told, and he practiced, and really he preached by this very simple way, that if you want to bring a supreme personality of Godhead in your heart, you should follow Anya Abhilashita Sunyam. What is that? All kinds of worldly desire you will have to give up. The quarreling between us. Why quarreling? Because we have forgotten. If you knew that all we are brother and sisters, mothers, then why to quarrel from each other? Out of ignorance. If there will be no desire other than serving Krishna, Supreme Lord, then it will be called bhakti. So, gyan, karma, yoga, tapasya, and all the worldly desires will have to give up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In a very easy process, he showed by Gundika Mandir Marjan that what to give up. Worldly, all kinds of worldly desires. And if they are gone, no friction, nothing there. And love is everywhere. So, he told his all associates that we should try to wash our heart so that Supreme Lord can come. Otherwise, he will not come. If a man is thinking that only we are serving God, Allah and Khuda, and all should follow me. And if they are not following, they are kafir. Jadi, tum log Muslim tarike se, jadi Allah Khuda ka bhajan nahi karta hai, tum jadi
नमाज
नहीं पढ़ता है तो तू काफिर है और सबको मार डालो. What is this bogus idea? All are independent to follow their own
religion
things. Why to disturb others? We should not try to disturb others. So we should try to realize these things. A pure devotee can think that all are serving Supreme Lord.
myself, I am not serving. Or this idea between. Very humble. If a devotee is always quarreling with all and to forcibly, like Aurangzeb that did, or that Mughal Samrat, emperor, wanted to make all Hindus, all Christians, Muslim forcibly. Anyhow. And that is why Arjun Singh and others out there became very strict and they took vow. We will protect India, Hinduism, Sanatan Dharma. And they did like that. Oh, marvelous work they did. Unhone bahut hi achha kaam kiya. Isliye, oh, that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, he was washing his heart that you should come and with me and we should wash all kinds of bad desires which are favorable, not favorable for Krishna Bhakti. We should give up all these things. Don't quarrel. Don't do anything. Oh, you should, out of love and affection, oh, you should serve Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and be happy. This is the way for happy. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told what Aranya Maharaj or Shyamrani and others. So try to follow these things. Try to give, if you want to serve God, to serve Supreme Lord, Krishna, Ram or anyone, give up all worldly desires. Not quarreling, not making atom bombs and nitrogen and hydrogen bombs. Don't be like dogs, always quarreling. Don't be like that. Oh, be humble. Trinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtimasa. Try to honor all. Don't criticize. And thus be humble. And be happy in this life and after that life. Now time is over. I am requesting my Sardar brothers to present a very beautiful song and we want to hear. Aap log,
thus ends the class on the 11th of July 2002 in the evening in Birmingham, England. Hare Krishna.